Bonnie, you are going to love my Halloween costume this year.
But not as much as you are going to love mine.
No, you're going to love mine more.
No, you're going to love mine more.
Guys! Something creepiness for tonight.
By the way, I can't take Charlie trick-or-treating this year. I've got plans.
Ivy and I can take her. We're going to a party, but that's not until later.
You want to know what my plans are? Okay, you forced it out of me. I am going out with a girl.
So is Emmett going as Beyonce again?
Her name is Zoe, and I met her while delivering chicken. Two-piece, dark meat, gravy on the side.
Wow, she sounds great.
Yeah. She's a lot of fun. You're gonna love her.
Love her already.
Stop that.
Well, I, for one, am glad to hear that PJ's gotten over Skylar and has found a new girl.
Hey, so long as I don't have to look at Beyonce Emmett, I'm happy.
Today's all burnt toast, running late and dad jokes. Has anybody seen my new shoe? Close my eyes, take a bite, grab a ride, laugh out loud, there it is, up on the roof. I've been there, I survived, so just take my advice.
Dabney?
What do you want?
I see you put on the witch costume early this year.
And I see you're going as an evil monster devil child again.
Well, you added the word evil this year. Nice touch.
I like to keep it fresh.
Anywho, I'm here to talk about the trouble that you always have on Halloween.
You mean the trouble that started 11 years ago about the same time you learned to walk?
Your trees get toilet papered and your house gets eight. For just $50, I can make sure that stops.
So you're offering me protection from you.
From an unnamed hooligan.
Named Gabe.
Who hurt you so bad that you can't trust?
All right, fine. I guess I have no choice. You got a deal.
All right. I'll just take that 50 and we'll move on with our lives.
I don't have that kind of money just sitting around. I'm gonna need a little time.
All right. Better hurry. Gets dark very early this time of year. I love Halloween.
So do I.
Well, Charlie, as you can probably see, us Duncans take Halloween very seriously.
I'm home.
Oh, I wonder who that could be. Why, it's Dad!
Hi, I'm Bob. Bob's Bugs Be Gone? How's your vermin?
I'm home!
Well, if it isn't Ashley Tisdale?
I'm Mom. And I'm a star. Bam!
Yeah? Well, I'm not an exterminator. I'm a pest control specialist.
Did I ever tell you about the time I went to Southwest Denver Community College?
Me want donut. Me want donut.
Well, things are getting a little ugly. We'll see you at Thanksgiving.
Hey, Gabe. You gonna put on your costume?
Hey, everybody.
What are you supposed to be?
I'm a goth, wearing a mustache.
That's kind of a weird costume.
Not as weird as Little Bo Peep.
Oh, well, actually, the Little Bo Peep costume wasn't appropriate. There was not enough bow, a little too much peep. No, I'm Mary from Mary Had a Little Lamb. Oh, but I seem to be missing something. Oh, little lamb! Go ahead, Charlie, say it. Carrots? Where's the candy? Oh, we're not giving out candy this year. I thought it would be fun to hand out healthy snacks instead.
We're gonna be that house?
Our first trick-or-treater.
Carrots, you're that house?
Ivy, we're going to a costume party. Where is your costume?
Oh, I got a costume.
That is so real.
I was gonna put the cleaver in my head, but I didn't want to compete with all this.
Trick or treat!
Oh my gosh, a teddy bear. That is so adorable.
You know, my name is Teddy. Trick or treat! Here you go, teddy bear.
Carrots, you're kidding, right?
Teddy bear's got a little toed. Happy Halloween.
Thanks. Don't bother.
Mrs. Dabney?
Go away! This is a recording!
Escape!
Ironic, considering all the times I thought about removing your head.
I'm here for my 50 bucks.
First, sign this.
What is it?
A contract guaranteeing that nothing's gonna happen to my house tonight. Now go away. Before you attract the treat-or-trickers.
You mean the trick-or-treaters?
Whatever. I hate this holiday.
We got it. Hey!
Hi.
Zoe, I'd like you to meet my mom. I mean, my dad. Guys, your costumes are too good.
Hi.
Hi. Well, and your costume is blowing my mind, right?
Well, I guess, who exactly are you supposed to be?
My sister. She looks like this.
Well, now I get it.
My parents are dressed as each other.
Yeah.
You remind me a lot of my parents.
Do they like to have fun, too?
No. I meant that there are two of them.
Well, we should get going.
Have fun!
All right.
Yeah.
Bye. Wow. She's a spark plug.
Hey, Beyonce Emmett's looking better and better. Hey, kiddo, that your second costume? It's kind of lame.
Yeah, who cares? Second time around's all about volume. What do you want?
I want to show you something. Someone did, and I paid you $50 to protect my house.
But it wasn't me.
But it will be you cleaning it up.
I don't think so.
Let's take a closer look at the contract you signed. Right there.
If provider Gabe Duncan fails to protect said residence, the provider Gabe Duncan agrees to work for Mrs. Dabney for one full day. Work for you doing what?
Keep reading.
Doing whatever Mrs. Dabney tells him to. He tricked me.
And that's my treat.
Oh.
Go ahead, Charlie. Go get a piece of candy.
Get her.
That was hilarious.
No, it wasn't. What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? It's Halloween.
Well, yeah, but scaring a 2-year-old isn't funny. It's mean.
She's only 2? I'm sorry, I didn't know. Here, take some extra candy.
Thank you.
Car 1, trick-or-treater 0!
Oh! What is that horrible smell?
I added some rotten eggs to the fake blood. It's kind of my secret sauce.
I can't go to a party smelling like this.
A party? I'm sorry, I didn't know. Reach into the cauldron, there's some perfume in there.
Oh, reach into your own cauldron, you clump nugget. I mean, no one would even talk to me at the party.
Can you blame them? Mary had a little smell.
We need to teach Carl a lesson.
Well, can you teach it from over there? You still got a little stink on.
I want revenge.
Okay, so what's your plan?
How about this? I get a library card in Carl's name. I check out a lot of books, and I keep them well past their due date. Okay, I'm no good at this. Help me.
Okay, fasten your seatbelt. Ivy's gonna introduce you to the dark side.
I hate November 1st.
Yeah, that's the problem with malted milk balls. One's too many and 1,000 aren't enough.
More candy ever again. Right after this piece.
Ah, that's it. I'm throwing the rest out. Ooh, caramel.
Hey, everybody.
You do know Halloween's over. Why are you still wearing your costume?
Well, this isn't my costume. This is my new look.
So you weren't in costume last night?
Well, sure I was. Hello, fake mustache?
PJ, you're a goth now?
That's right. And because I'm the total opposite of what I used to be, from now on, call me JP.
If you're the total opposite, shouldn't we call you Albert Einstein?
Albert who?
PJ, I don't understand. Why are you doing this?
Zoe!
Oh, that's why.
Hi.
Hi. I think I like the sister better.
Okay, all the eggs gone. Can I take a break now?
Hold on. Let me check the contract. Nope.
All right, what's next?
I need you to give Caboodle a bath.
I'm not giving your cat a bath. What else you got?
Shave Mr. Dabney's back.
Here, kitty, kitty. That cat of yours does not like taking baths.
I know. That's why I had you do it.
All right. What's next?
You need to give Caboodle his vitamin.
Is he supposed to swallow this?
Oh, no. That goes in the other end. And if you thought he didn't like baths, ooh.
Hey, Zoe and I are going out now. Don't wait up, we'll be back kind of late.
Where are you kids off to?
Well, I suggested mini golf, but Zoe wanted to go to the cemetery, so we compromised. We're going to the cemetery.
Who are you?
I'm PJ.
No.
Thank you for reminding me. I'm JP now.
Okay, well, whoever you are you sure about this goth thing?
Mom, Dad, don't worry. I'm still the same guy you know and love. Oh, Mom, by the way, I ran out of eyeliner and I had to borrow some of yours.
Bob, what are we gonna do about this?
Nothing.
Doing nothing isn't my thing.
Trust me, PJ is gonna be just fine.
Forgot my nail polish.
And if he isn't, then we got all these other kids we can pin our hopes on.
All right. I've done everything you've asked. Can I go now?
Well, I hate to see a beautiful day end. But you can go after you take out that trash.
All this? 8 cartons, toilet paper rolls? You set me up!
I don't know what you're talking about.
You egged and teepeed your own house!
Who hurt you so bad that you can't trust?
Well played, Mrs. D. You are a worthy adversary.
As are you.
Until next year?
I'll be here.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah, Carl, come on in. Look, have a seat. Listen, I've got to warn you about my friend Teddy. You ticked off the wrong person.
So what? I'm supposed to be afraid of her now?
Very afraid. She has problems. Anger problems.
Mary had a little lamb has anger problems.
Yes! And when you mess with her little lamb, scary is where Mary's sure to go.
Ivy, I'm back.
Oh, no. This isn't good. Stay here. I'll deal with this. Don't get mad. Carl's here.
What? What? He's here? Who brought him to this house?
I just wanted to make peace.
Oh, I told you not to get involved.
What are you doing? Put that down. No! Save yourself. She's not right.
Hello, Carl.
Don't hurt me.
Oh, don't worry. In a minute, you won't feel anything.
Please, I'm sorry. The fact is, I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door,
right back.
Deep into the darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortals ever dared to dream.
Mom.
Hi, sweetie.
What are you doing here?
Oh, just paying my respects.
To who?
Ezekiel Fitchhorn.
He died in 1928.
Time does not heal all wounds.
Really, Mom, what are you doing here?
Oh, PJ, come here.
What?
Honey, I'm worried about
Stop
you.
Stop worrying. This is who I am now.
It just doesn't seem like you. Honey, you're in the middle of a cemetery at 11 o'clock at night when you could be at home, in bed.
I do like to go to bed early.
Be because you're not a nighttime person.
No, I'm a daytime person.
Aw. And look at you all in black.
Black isn't me. I like pastels.
Right? Sweetie, when you're with the right person, you don't have to change who you are.
Then why are you always trying to change Dad?
Because that's who I am. Honey, you are such a great guy. And somewhere out there is a very lucky girl who will find that out, I promise. Come here.
Thanks, Mom.
So you're gonna talk to Zoe?
Yeah, I just gotta be honest with her, you know? Tell her it's not working.
So that now, to the still beating of my heart.
The police are here! Run!
What was that?
I don't like to hurt people. That's who I am.
Well, Charlie, my trip to the dark side went very well.
I showed her the way.
Yeah.
Turns out I like scaring people.
And I'm good at it. Really good at it. Scarily good at it.
Give it a rest, Mary.
Good luck, Charlie.
Well, hello, hello, hello.
Do I know you?
I am the ghost of Ezekiel Fitchhorn. You paid me a visit the other night. I'm here to return the favor.
Come on in.
Why, thank you. Say, has anyone ever told you you're the bee's knees?
My great-grandfather.
How would you like to make time with a ghost?
Oh, Zeke, that's really flattering. And if I were 90 years older and dead, I'd be all over that. Since I'm not.
Next time, a simple no thank you will suffice.